Hey, it's Nikki, and today I'm really excited to talk with Zoe and Stormy. We're talking about a very special project. So, Stormy, why don't you step over and tell me a little bit about, you know, you and Zoe working together on this idea and how it came about and where you guys were and what you were doing when you came up with this idea.
Well, in Girl Scouts, we like to do different stuff, and we needed to do, like, a silver project. So we decided to do Meals on Wheels to help, like, the people that don't get meals on snow days.
Talk about how you came up with this idea and what the idea is, Zoe.
We needed a silver project for Girl Scouts, and we knew that if elderly didn't have food, then they would just go hungry. So we decided to make a silver project and work with the ADRC to help with Meals on Wheels so that we could give food to the elderly on days when there's snow days. So then we partnered with Payton's Promise so that we could get the food that we needed together. And I thought that Payton's Promise would be a good place to go for food because I've been working with Payton's Promise for many years. And so now we are making this my legacy project, and I plan to call it the Senior Snow Day Packages. We also want to do this because we know how it feels to be hungry, and I have a connection with Meals on Wheels because my grandma gets Meals on Wheels, and the thought of her going hungry just makes me sad and it breaks my heart. So another thing was last year, 13 days, they had to skip Meals on Wheels because of weather conditions in the winter, so they had to just cancel it, and the people, they would just have to not eat anything that day.
Excellent, which is a really great idea. So what specifically are you looking for, and how did Payton's Promise tie into this, Zoe?
Payton's Promise really tied into here because we need a way to find food so that we could give it to the people and have food when we need to give it to them. So we went to Payton's Promise as an organization to help with us getting food and to help us really get the stuff we need to make this project.
So Stormy, what kinds of items exactly are you looking for as far as donations go?
Some things that we're doing are like apple juice, the lasagna cups, beef stew, tomato juice, grape juice, small packages of cookies, and packets of dry milk, and mandarin oranges.
Excellent. So if people wanted to help and, you know, purchase these items for donation, how can they do that?
They can go to your local store and pick the items up.
You can go to County Market, and County Market is partnering with us to tie this all together to give the food to us. So County Market is going to put together the bags, and we are going to get it from County Market and take it to the participants of Meals on Wheels.
That is fantastic. And we are going to be at County Market doing some grocery bagging on Wednesday from 11 until 1. You can come by and you can grab your bag there. You can also get a list. We've got Dave and Marky. They're going to be at the front of the store as soon as you walk in. They're going to have a list of all of the items. So in case you only want to grab a couple of things on the list that you want to donate, that's fine too. Those lists are going to be available for you. But the bags are so easy to just grab. They're going to have them all put together and good to go for donation. Zoe and Stormy, thank you so much for coming in here today. And good luck with your project. I think it's going to be hugely successful.
Thank you.